This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. And you can join us toll free. You can bring us anything you want as we launch into the third hour of the show. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
Melanie.
And Cody.
Coming up, we've got all kinds of cool stuff to discuss here with you, including there's actually been a video come out of a crowd attacking a police car with an officer inside of it out of California. I was just watching that a few moments ago.
Whoa.
We'll tell you more about that. But also, we're going to go to your calls and your thoughts. We got Sarah on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Hello, Sarah. Sarah,
yes,
in New Mexico.
Am I on?
You're on.
Yes, you are.
Oh, yes, sir. You know,
we
but,
hear you now. Go ahead.
You know, but at least with Hillary Clinton in the office, we will have less air pollution, green energy. You know, Democrats from
what makes you think that one person could accomplish those things?
Well, but the thing is, it's the same idea. Al Gore, Obama, they've always been anti-petroleum and into renewable energy. And I'm always trying to, you know, build Amtrak, the bullet train in California, the ART here, Rapid Transit, and the rail runner here in New Mexico. So, I mean,
wait a minute. If Barack Obama is anti-petroleum, then why didn't he hold BP responsible for spilling oil everywhere back in 2010?
Well, he was trying to hold them accountable.
He was trying to, huh? Well, apparently that didn't work because he didn't hold them accountable. They only had to spend like $75 million on cleanup, and the government actually limited the amount that BP was liable for. So your buddy Barack Obama, his government actually helped BP, helped protect them.
Well, you know what? I really don't believe that.
Okay. You think I'm lying to you?
Yeah.
Do you ever worry if Hillary Clinton just says what she needs to convince people to vote for her, and environmental issues probably doesn't strike her heart because she doesn't really have much of one?
Well, the thing about it is I think we'll suffer worse because Donald Trump is backed up by the petroleum oil companies. I mean, he'll fund the airplanes, which consume petroleum. He'll promote all the freeways and the auto industry.
Yeah, but you don't think they're going to pay her off, too, once she gets in office?
Federal Reserve notes are backed by the petroleum industry. I mean, getting rid of oil.
Yeah, I'm sorry to break the news to you here, Sarah. I mean, I know you don't use the Internet, so it can be hard to, like, verify things that you hear on the radio and, you know, in conversations with people. But just a simple Google search reveals that Hillary Clinton, and this is a story that was published in Fortune magazine as of September 7th, so fairly recent story. According to Fortune, Hillary Clinton has significantly outraised Donald Trump in the oil and gas industry, an important venue for campaign financing that has historically served as a boon for Republicans, according to a Wall Street Journal analysis. As of the latest fundraising cycle at the end of July, employees in the oil and gas sector had donated $525,000 to Clinton's campaign, compared with $149,000 to Trump's team, according to the newspaper. That's outside of the $470,000 that members of the industry gave to a fundraising account that Trump holds with the National Committee of Republicans. But even that pales in comparisons to Clinton's DNC account, which took in $650,000. So taken together, oil and gas donors have contributed roughly twice as much to support Clinton's campaign as Trump's, according to the Journal. What do you say to that, Sarah?
We call that urinal paper. That's all Republican propaganda.
All right. Well, you know, there's an easy fix for this. Because apparently you're going to believe anything a politician tells you.
Yeah.
What we need is to have all the politicians and the companies they've been sponsored by plastered all over their suits like NASCAR drivers, so we know who exactly is funding them.
Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I mean, you give somebody information, and they just dismiss it out of hand. Oh, well, it's coming from a fish wrapper, so therefore the Wall Street Journal has no credibility whatsoever. Well, I mean, they're acknowledging here that Republicans have historically been given more by the oil industry, but Clinton and Trump this year is different. Now Clinton has been given more by the oil industry, and maybe that's an indicator of this supposed outside of the system or non-establishment status of Trump. You know, maybe they know they've got Clinton in their pocket, but they're not so sure about Trump, so they're giving her more money. But either way, we throw that information in Sarah's face, and she just completely just, you know, ignores it. It just means nothing. Even though, you know, you don't get to the level of the Wall Street Journal without citing your sources, and their sources here are publicly available campaign finance documents, which anybody who wanted to take the time to actually research and find for themselves could do.
Right, but apparently the burden of proof is on us to actually do the research. Because I'm pretty sure tonight, like a few people have called in and made claims. And look, make a claim, fine, but where's the evidence? Well, what article are you citing?
Mm-hmm.
It can't just be I was listening to the radio and I heard something or a buddy told me at work. Like, okay, fine, make your claim, but where is it coming from?
Right.
So that way, if we want to dispute it, we'll have a competing article. And that way, you know, your only defense isn't just, well, I mean, that's a Republican rag or whatever. It's like, well, no, if you want to actually have a real debate, be like, well, I have a competing article saying something different. But if you just, if your response is just that it's a rag, then, you know, you kind of lost right there.
Clinton and Obama and Bush, they're all the same ilk. They all travel around with the same people. That you can see them in photos together, buddying up with one another. They're no different. They're really not any different. I mean, it's just that people can still be bamboozled by these politicians. It's just that's probably the most amazing part of these elections is that every 4 years they just continue to get suckered into one of these folks. And this year seems to be a little different in that people actually despise these candidates.
Yeah.
There's the highest number of angry voters than there has ever been. Like, people do not like these two main candidates. And I think that's a difference between this time and last time, where Obama had that whole change rhetoric, which, you know, I guess 2008 was when he was really running the whole hope and change thing. And he had all that rhetoric, and people bought into it. Oh, hey, he's black. He's different. That must mean that, you know, change is coming.
Yeah.
Well, do you think it's actually worse this time, or do you think that people are just more aware of what's going on? Because
when you say worse, what do you mean?
The candidates are at least openly worse, if not actually worse.
I think they're just as bad as any of them in the past, but I think people are more aware.
I mean, who do we have last time? Was it Mitt Romney?
Romney and Obama.
Right. I mean,
Gary Johnson.
Like Romney
and Jill Stein.
Like Romney is more of a legitimate candidate than Trump. I mean, they're all jokers. The only thing is that it's a lot easier to make fun of Trump because
Trump's more fun.
He's an insult comic that's running for president, so it's easier to take shots at him for that. But really, at the end of the day, they're all the same. And if it was up to the government, they would have one political party because that's really all they need.
Mm-hmm.
And
but that looks bad. It looks bad.
They need to have a sort of divide and conquer strategy. If you're on Team Democrat, instead of blaming the entire government, you can blame the Republicans. It's just like if you're a guy, you can blame all your problems on women or vice versa. You know, it's the battle of the sexes, but with political parties. Essentially.
I agree with you. It benefits them to have a second political party because, like you said, it divides people further. It keeps them more distracted. You know, if you're in a dictatorship where there's one political party that, you know, wins every single time and they win with 100% of the vote or whatever, or there is no vote. If you're in one of those situations, then it's clear who the bad guys are, or it's at the very least clearer who the bad guys are, and people are more likely to galvanize against that. You're more likely to have an Arab Spring or an uprising of some sort, a coup.
Right, so it's this thing called, tiptoe towards totalitarianism.
That's what they're doing here.
So, of course, they would love to have an autocracy. They would love to have, you know, just one guy, dictator in charge of it all, one political party. But people would be pretty upset by that. They know They can't do that at least right away. Maybe one day if there's a bad enough terrorist attack and people are afraid enough. But not yet. Not yet. They got to bide their time.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That allows you to join us here on the radio waves. And more coming up with Hillary leaked audio of her attacking Bernie Sanders supporters. Throw them under the bus. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything. Right here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. you can Skype in and bring up, again, whatever is on your mind here on Free Talk Live. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. If you like what we're doing here, then you can get behind us for $5 a month via the Free Talk Live AMP program. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up there with any major credit card via PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard right there on the site. Plus, we can now take AMPers with Bitcoin. So if you've been waiting on that, it's back. It's available. We've cut out the middleman, and that should mean we'll have Bitcoin from here on out as an AMP option. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Your $5 a month makes a big difference for us on us helping us spread the ideas of liberty around the globe and around the United States. So again, please go to amp.freetalklive.com and learn about the perks you'll get access to, like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, as well as the AMP-only podcast. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about Hillary Clinton and some of the things she said during her campaign earlier this year. Leaked audio that has just recently come out. The story's coming from Politico.com. It's also been reported on The Intercept, where she's talking about Bernie Sanders supporters, and she's not being particularly nice about it. She's saying that there's a deep desire that they have to believe that we can have free college, free health care, and that what we've done hasn't gone far enough. So what she was saying earlier was that she wants to position herself in the space from the center left to the center right.
So, or wherever it's most convenient that year.
Does that mean that she believes herself to be dead in the center? Because if you are occupying the space from the center left to the center right, wouldn't that mean that you're describing yourself as directly in the center?
To a pure socialist, which is what Bernie Sanders is, mm-hmm. and someone who's kind of a fascist, I mean, that might be accurate. I don't know that she, and again, like Trump, I don't know that she has, like, an actual position as much as she'll just say whatever. But she is more center than Sanders, and I mean, I don't think those complaints she has are particularly inaccurate.
About Sanders supporters?
Yeah.
Well, she goes on. She says, here, let's see, going on. While stressing the need to not serve as a wet blanket on idealism, Clinton paints fans of the then-surging Vermont senator as political newbies attempting to deal with an economy that has fallen short of their expectations. She said, quote, "Some are new to politics completely. They're children of the Great Recession, and they are living in their parents' basement. They feel they got their education and the jobs that are available to them are not at all what they envision for themselves, and they don't see much of a future." She then added, quote, "If you're feeling like you're consigned to, you know, being a barista or, you know, some other job that doesn't pay a lot and doesn't have some other ladder of opportunity attached to it, then the idea that maybe, just maybe, you could be part of a political revolution is pretty appealing." She went on to say, "I think we should all really be understanding of that," unquote. The audio, which according to the Free Beacon was revealed by hackers who breached the email account of a campaign staffer, surfaces the same week that Sanders hit the campaign trail to try to win those same young voters that Clinton has struggled to attract since clinching the Democratic nomination.
Certainly seems like she's been, busted on quite a few occasions.
Oh, yeah. She's a snake.
Making offhanded comments that are incredibly inappropriate for somebody who wants to be the president of the United States.
I don't even see how this is. I think this is the first thing I've ever heard Hillary say that I agree with. Yeah, they are, like, kind of unreasonable and just want a bunch of free stuff. Mm-hmm. And I read somewhere a couple months ago where because when you make donations to candidates, you have to fill out these forms.
Yep.
Where, like, the highest industry was unemployed among Bernie Sanders supporters.
Wow.
Which makes sense that most of the socialists and communists would be unemployed. Or, actually, the other way, it makes sense that unemployed people would be socialists and communists.
Sure.
But, that nothing in there I've heard was untrue. That now Clinton's still an evil person. Like, she's an evil person for other reasons. But those are valid complaints. Just wanting a bunch of free stuff, like, that's not, you know, and
you know, totally get where you're
I guess I just don't really like her attitude. You know,
attitude? Hillary or Melanie?
Hillary's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you said her or your.
Yeah, I mean, Sure, you know, Hillary might be making a point, but I just...
But she's throwing them under the bus.
You know what it is? She just comes off as a nasty person to me.
Absolutely.
She just comes off as a nasty
person. She's pandering to these same people now. So the same people that she looks down her nose at, she is now pandering to try to get their support.
Whatever is convenient.
And I think that while you may be correct in your analysis here, Melanie, that it's interesting that Hillary is such a, you know, she's so two-faced, she's so duplicitous, and we should know this because she's a politician, but it's also important for those same young people who are idealistic and wrong in their support of socialism to find out about this stuff. Because if you're 18, 19, 20 years old, this is your first election at the national level, and you know, we can't expect people coming into this to have the same wealth of knowledge that people who've been through this rodeo a few times.
I don't expect people who are 18, you know, you just got freed if you live in the States, you're 18, to be a philosophically pure anarchist.
No, of course not.
Okay, but I was not a socialist when I was 18. Like, I don't know how you go to an entry-level job and work, I can't say that, but and work and get your paycheck and then look at it and be like, yeah, socialism sounds like a good idea. Look at all this money they're stealing.
Well, as you said, they're unemployed, like, so maybe they don't even have jobs. Maybe they've never even had a job.
Well, yeah,
maybe Clinton's right. They're literally living in their parents' basement. And
well, right, but you were defending them on the grounds that they're 18. So, like, at 18, you haven't really necessarily most.
No, I'm not defending them. I'm not defending them. I'm just saying that it's important to let these people know that Hillary Clinton is not your friend, and that they should find out that politicians are liars, that even Bernie Sanders threw them under the bus.
Well,
after
and I agree with those points. But you have to open
their eyes to the reality of what's going on, and I think that this is useful for that, to have Clinton coming out.
I don't see anything wrong with what she said there. Like, she's horrible, and all politicians are horrible. She's horrible,
no,
she's horrible for other reasons. Like, she's not horrible because she pointed out that, like, you can't just have free stuff. And you're not, you know, if you want to actually feel important, then maybe you should do something important, like, other than, you know, support Bernie Sanders.
It's a fair point, but I almost wonder if she's got more of a problem with idealism than she does socialism. Because it almost seemed to me like, you know, she's talking about these young new voters. It's almost like, you know...
they don't know the world works.
Let's crush the idealism out of your spirit.
Well, and if they're socialists, they don't know how the world works.
So you can be a jaded voter, and you can vote not based on what you think is right, but who you think is going to win, or who is the least worst candidate, which, you know, is pretty good for Hillary's campaign, because, you know, she's not the type of person who... She's not a Bernie. She's not a Ron Paul. She's not a statesman. She's a politician. So, of course...
Okay, if you're running for office, you are a politician. Like, that's the thing.
That's true. And probably by definition, she's a statesman, but I don't have the definition of that in front of me at the moment. The toll-free number, even though she's a woman, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. Coming up, an attack on California Highway Patrol, one of their patrol cars, with an angry mob. We got a video. It's Free Talk Live.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food ready for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can dial toll-free 855-450-FREE and bring up anything that you want to discuss, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Also, if you want, you can watch us on our webcams, which we have available for you at cam.freetalklive.com. It's available through YouTube as well as Facebook Live. So plenty of ways to watch and or listen to the show, all of them free. So again, enjoy all the free features that we have for you over at freetalklive.com. And let's go to Skype where David is on the line. Go ahead, David. You're on from New Mexico.
Hey, guys. Yeah, hey. I wanted to take the opportunity to finish up a conversation we were having about debate ideas while we're still in the debate season here. And the last thing said on the topic of how to do better debates by coming up with a new debate system was you had the last word on it, and what you had said was that, you know, good ideas, however, it was highly structured, meaning, you know, a little bit complicated, cumbersome, and the government was having its fingers in it. If I'm repeating you correctly, that's what I heard you say. Do you remember any of that?
Yeah,
at all?
You were proposing having a series of debates all around the country where it would be like open to anyone who wanted to come and debate, and that somehow the winners of those debates would move on into, you know, different tiers, and then ultimately be at the national level. Was that kind of what you were proposing?
Yeah, kind of. And it might have sounded like it was more structured, but actually what I envisioned was something completely casual with no government involvement that the people don't agree on. And the only government involvement I'm leaving a possibility for anyway was if there's publicly funded monies for debate forums would be one.
Well, the government doesn't give up funding for something without strings attached to it. You understand that, right?
Well, I understand it, but I don't accept it, and I still adhere to we are the people, and I'm rather...
So you're saying there's no structure and that it's just people debating. Then how is a winner chosen, and how do they advance to the finals, so to speak?
Well, first of all, there's no formal finals, but the way that they advance is by popular acclaim. I mean, if I'm sitting in a room, whether there's 20 people in the room or there's 20,000 in the room and there are people debating, then there's a million different ways to signal who defeated who. And the people that are the clear winners go on and are available. You know, just it's kind of like boxing. It's like, yeah, I got a record of 46-2, and you want to take me on? Let me see, what's your record?
In boxing, okay, there are a lot of rules, and there's judges, and, you know, there's a bunch of structure that exists around that.
But there's a lot of people making money off of boxing, and what I'm saying is we don't need any of that.
There's a lot of people making money off of elections, too.
Yeah, and that's why we're not doing it their way. We're doing it this new improved way where the negativities of the current system are not allowed. So that's what I'm saying.
So what you're saying is people would debate on their own volition all around the country in your ideal, you know, your ideal vision here. They would be debating somehow through market decisions. We would determine who the winners of those debates would be from those people who are participating and watching them. And that ultimately somehow those winners would end up getting the nominations of the political parties.
Yeah, because under what I'm proposing, we the people would be in control. These debates are not happening with any control by the political parties. And if we have a debates, you know, make it a popular.
The debates are happening by the control of the political parties. They're the ones who set the rules.
I'm not talking. You have to completely throw that out. Get rid of.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's never going to happen.
How are you going to get the people to show up?
We only talk about things that are ever going to happen. I thought we were having a discussion.
No, I agree with you that it's good to talk about things that could happen. But ultimately, you know, if we're going to talk about fantasies, let's talk about just ending the United States and forget all this. You know, let's reorganize Washington, D.C. I mean, if we're going to get into fantasy land, let's go that direction rather than let's reorganize the chairs on the deck chairs on the Titanic.
But actually, see, I don't concede that it is a fantasy. I think it's entirely real.
What makes you think you can convince politicians who benefit from restricted debates to open up to the system you're talking about?
I don't need to convince them. All I do is we start debating people, and it grows because it's a good thing. It happens. It grows. It happens, and it
but
grows.
But they have no obligation to take whoever it is you think won these debates.
Well, when you have the entirety of the population of the United States, if you happen
the
to end up...
The entirety of the population will never get behind anything because they all disagree on stuff.
The population of those that choose to participate. How's that for a better statement?
Well, then I say go out there and start making these debates then. I mean, if it doesn't require a government program to happen, then, you know, you should be able to get a foothold if indeed people want to listen to a bunch of crazy people debate one another.
Well, you wouldn't be listening to crazy people debate one another. I mean, in actuality, this forum you have here is a debate forum. What you have is one debate venue. And are you all a bunch of crazy people? No.
Arguably, yes. We moved to New Hampshire in order to achieve more liberty in our lifetime by putting our own, you know, in a lot of cases, freedom on the line. So, that's a pretty crazy thing to do.
Well, and also, the more important point there is, like, the DNC and the RNC are not listening to what we have to say. They're not picking. They're not going to pick me or Ian
ever
to be the next candidate.
But you don't need them to, because under what I'm saying, what would happen organically is people would naturally get behind the natural leaders, and the existing political structure would not have a chance and would become irrelevant, which I think, if I've been listening to you guys correctly, is kind of what you want, and it's kind of what you're selling.
That's not necessarily the way to do it, because they're not going to become irrelevant because they still have tanks and drones and a bunch of people debating each other.
And they set the rules. They're the ones who write the rules.
They don't have tanks and drones, and they don't set the rules.
Yes, they do.
The United States federal government absolutely has tanks and drones.
Yeah, and they're the ones who set the election rules that make all the determinations for who qualifies. Huh?
If the people take the government and take, and I'm not even talking
about.
Well,
now you're talking Melanie's language here. Take a violent takeover.
By force, because force won't even be necessary when your government with their with our tanks and drones that they're operating currently is faced with 100 million people that are supporting this one guy. They don't have a chance. They just have to back down.
Well, that's a nice thing to say, but you know, I just don't. I wish you the best of luck making this happen, man, because it sounded to me like you said you needed taxpayer funding for this.
No, I don't need it. I said that was something that I would allow. You don't need it at all. Because you can debate for free. You can debate in a church. You can debate in a community center. You can debate on Free Talk Live.
Right, but
you
most
can
people don't want to go and see debates. They, you know, for the most part, if you're talking about people that are unknowns, they're not going to attract an audience. They're not going to attract a crowd. They're not going to attract 100 million people. But you're right, though. If somebody does have the support of 100 million people, then there's a good chance that they'll get nominated by some political party because they have enough support behind them. And if you think that that's what this can lead to, then, you know, I say go ahead, start scheduling debates and see if you can, you know, get the grassroots support for this to happen. What
are
you waiting for?
I'll also say, you know, just because a person comes up with an idea doesn't mean they are the one that's obligated to make the entire thing happen. In fact, one person can't do that.
Sure.
And so that's that. I do bother to take the time to interrupt my day to, you know, to spend whatever minutes on the phone presenting ideas mm-hmm. instead of taking it to my grave.
That's true. A lot of times, though, usually it's, you know, if you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. So it can be useful to spread an idea, and like if you had some sort of website or something that you wanted to promote about this to try to recruit other people to help you with it, you could do that. I just think you're up against a wall of apathy, my man, and it ain't going to break down just because a few more people are having debates. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, look, I like a good debate and everything, but I don't want to spend a bunch of time watching them.
Well, I mean, and they can be fun to watch, but they're not going to dissolve the government.
No doubt. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I'm not looking to rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic. I'm hoping it sinks faster. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us in these remaining moments. We have enough time for you. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also want to invite you over to check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary film, about an hour long, and they really do pack in 101 reasons into a one-hour-long presentation. So it is rapid fire, lots of really interesting information about why New Hampshire is such a special place, and why if you're a libertarian, a voluntarist, or a liberty-loving anarchist, you really owe it to yourself to take just an hour of your time and learn about why New Hampshire is the destination for those kind of people, people who really understand what freedom means. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com and check it out there. It's free. You can watch it online anytime you want. Jimbo is on the line in Paradise Valley, Arizona. Hey, Jimbo.
First, tell the truth, then give your opinion, Ian Freeman.
Are you suggesting I didn't tell the truth, James?
I'm not suggesting you have not when it comes to me, but that's another story for another day. Yeah, I know. You're not sorry for it either, but you will be. Anyway, Melanie, you're an anarchist, right?
Yes.
But you're going to vote.
I'm sorry?
But you're talking about voting for the lesser of evils, whatever. Are you going to vote, being an anarchist?
I don't know what I'm going to do in the presidential election yet. I don't think I was talking about voting for the lesser of two evils. I think I was talking about trying to figure out what to do.
You were talking about voting. Okay, I'm just trying to...
I was talking about voting, yes. I do vote.
Yeah, an anarchist voting. Okay.
You have a bumper sticker.
That doesn't make one an anarchist in my mind if you vote, but that's okay. I'm not talking about...
Well, it doesn't make me an anarchist. It doesn't make me not an anarchist either.
Right, an anarchist would be somebody who is against having rulers.
I know what an anarchist is.
Well, maybe the listeners don't. Thanks, James.
May I speak?
You've been speaking.
Okay, Melanie, I just want to bring up something else, because I would be totally for... and be participating in and planning and plotting violent overthrow of the government if I believe Tower 7 were taken down and that 9/11 was an inside job, like I heard you guys talking with this stupid kid named Parker who's been overdosing on Libertopian radio.
Well, I don't know if Melanie believes that, so I don't think you should put words in her mouth.
It was 2 weeks ago. I didn't put words in her mouth. I said I'd be an advocate in plotting and planning violent overthrow of the government if I believe, like Cody does, that 9/11 was an inside job. And it's fascinating to me that many people...
Well, maybe that's because you're a violent person, James. Maybe Cody has
never committed violence against anybody.
If I knew how to effectively...
Melanie, may I say something? Ian Bernard just lied about me. I'm not a violent person.
I didn't tell a lie. I said, maybe you're this way. Okay, now you're saying you're not a violent person. Maybe you think about violence a lot. Maybe there's violence in your heart. Maybe there's anger in your mind, and that's why you're thinking about that.
There is anger about lying. I swear to God, there is anger in me.
Yeah, I mean, you've gotten on the airwaves and actually made open threats.
I'm not threatening
you. How am I going to pay for it, James? How am I going to pay for it? Go ahead.
You're either going to pay me Bitcoin... all of it that you have. you can pay two ways, physically or financially, or both. Because
physically.
If you ever lied to my face, I wouldn't hesitate. And by the way, Melanie...
So you believe someone saying something you don't agree with or that may not be true deserves violence, is what you're saying.
No, you've defamed me on public airwaves and done it shamelessly and called me a liar. You'd never
you keep calling back in, James. You appear to love it. I mean, you just appear to love to get into these conversations with us. You seem to, on one hand, hate it. You act like you're so butthurt over these things, but yet you continue to call in.
Of course. Anybody can call in. It's called so-called Free Talk Live. I'm just a caller to a radio show. I'm not the one that Googled you on the Internet and put up things about you on the Internet on Free Talk Live's webpage.
Yeah, actually, it was our listeners who Googled you. It was our listeners who Googled
you. Actually, and you posted on Free Talk Live, and Mark Edgington has posted those lies as well on Free Talk Live.
You mean when Mark Edge posts the actual quotes?
Mark Edgington. I plead guilty to that. I plead guilty to mocking somebody, blowing up his house with him in it, him being an accessory to murder, and celebrating the deaths of people in the
So that was just mocking. You were just mocking him when you were talking about how his family might die in a fiery explosion in their home.
He said the fact of the matter is, and I quote, the fact of the matter is, and you can watch it on YouTube, March 23rd, 2014, he actually screams into the microphone.
He's got anger issues, just like you. Thanks, Jim. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I mean, I don't know. Like, in that weird credibility attack he made against me and or Cody.
Yeah, you guys are
If I knew how to effectively overthrow the government and had the means to do so, like, I would do it. So I don't know how not having done it yet makes me not an anarchist. I think that's really silly.
Well, he just thinks that anarchists should all be plotting violence because that's what he believes about anarchists. Just because you're an anarchist doesn't mean you believe in violent overthrow.
I was confused on one point. So
just one? Wow. You're doing pretty good then.
The one involving me, because I'm selfish.
Yeah, of course.
For me to possibly believe that 9/11 may have been an inside job.
Which you believe, right?
Right. So is he saying that, like, oh, you're being lazy, you should be overthrowing the government because you believe these things?
I think it almost seemed like that's what he was saying.
What he was getting at.
Yeah, sure. Somebody like James would get his rocks off on seeing you die at the hands of the police or me die at the hands of the police.
And, like, the reason why, and I know that this isn't true of you, Ian, and I don't know what Cody's position on it is, but, like, the reason why I don't do something about it is because I have no way to do that, and because if I tried, it would just be a cost with no benefit. So time to do that. Like, it would accomplish nothing. It is a very bad idea to kill state agents. Like, it's a bad plan. It's not a NAP violation if you're talking about...
NAP is the non-aggression principle.
If you're talking about cops and other law enforcement officers, you know, if you're talking about, like, librarians, then it is... You know, that isn't that violation. Don't do it. But it's a bad plan. Like, it's going to get you killed and accomplish nothing. The state is still going to be there.
Not only will the state be there afterwards, but the state will likely aggregate more power to itself because it'll use you as the example of, hey, all you law-abiding citizens out there, there was this crazy woman who started shooting up her local city hall because she wanted to, or, you know, started shooting at the White House or whatever the plan would be for overthrow. You know, how you do that, I don't know. But, you know, whatever violent act you would supposedly take, they would then say, see, this is why we need the police. This is why we need Bearcats. This is why we need, you know, more tanks and trucks and guns.
I don't know if that's...
They would totally use the violent person as an excuse.
Like a headline. fine, but they're calling for these things anyway. They're calling for a police state anyway. They're calling
anyway. This justifies it in their minds, and it justifies it in the minds of the people. Now, here, actually, this brings me into the short story that I mentioned earlier in the hour. It's about a mob of people who actually attack a police cruiser, a California Highway Patrol cruiser. A police officer, this according to the Washington Post, was responding to several calls about illegal street racing and reckless driving and found himself surrounded by a mob of angry people, some of whom yelled and cursed at him while others hit and kicked his vehicle as he sat inside. F the police, we run the streets, said some of the angry people, according to the Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dyer. The incident happened on September 25th as Fresno PD and California Highway Patrol received reports of large crowds blocking traffic a few miles outside of downtown Fresno. A California Highway Patrol officer who was first on scene spotted a reckless driver and got out of his vehicle to make a traffic stop. However, people, again, large crowd of people in this area, they then began yelling at the driver to leave. The driver sped away, and the officer then went back to his vehicle to chase the driver. But what happened next was pretty amazing, and unfortunately, there's not full video of this that I found yet, but that's when a crowd of about 30 to 40 people surrounded the officer's sport utility vehicle. So the officer was able to get back in his car, but he was unable to actually leave the scene and give chase to the driver. So the crowd of people on the ground actually acted as they played interference. They ran interference on this guy. They protected the driver. The driver got away, and the officer wasn't able to actually get away fast.
Are you in favor of or opposed to this? Because you seem kind of happy about it.
I'm in favor
of... This is violent.
This is... Well, they didn't actually hurt the man. They just kicked his car.
Okay, but jumping somebody, physically attacking their car, preventing them from leaving, like... That's violent. No, I think it's the
preventing
force,
preventing an officer from attacking a peaceful person. Now maybe he was reckless driving. I don't know. But preventing an officer from doing more damage, bringing more violence into an already possibly dangerous situation.
Kind of getting rid of the officer accomplishes the same thing. It might feel different because you're not watching them do it, but they get up every morning, and at a bare minimum, if they put on a uniform, they are committing assault to everyone who sees
them. No doubt. I don't think it's a bad thing for people who see a cop attacking somebody to stop the attack.
Well, what about threats?
I don't want to see...
wearing a uniform is a threat.
I don't want to see anybody get killed, and in this case the officer was eventually able to drive away, so they backed off after a little bit.
Right, but once you start a violent confrontation, you have no control of how much it escalates.
That's true. That cop could have escalated the situation. We're out of time though for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. I'll post the video on our Facebook and Twitter.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to Hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.